Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, you heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine will drop as the rain. My speech will condense as the dew, as the misty rain on the tender grass, as the showers on the herb. For I will proclaim Yahweh's name, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness who does no wrong. Just and right is he. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are not his children because of their defect. They are a perverse and crooked generation. In this the way you repay Yahweh, foolish and unwise people? Isn't he your father who has brought you, or who has bought you? He has made you and established you. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the children of men, he set the bounds of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the waste, howling wilderness. He surrounded him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle that stirs up her nest, that flutters over her young, he spread abroad his wings. He took them. He bore them on his feathers. Yahweh alone led him. There was no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. He ate the increase of the field. He caused him to suck honey out of the rock, oil out of the flinty rock, butter from the herd, and milk from the flock, with fat and lambs, rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the finest of the wheat. From the blood of the grape you drank wine, but Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You have grown fat, you have grown thick, you have become sleek. Then he abandoned God who made him and rejected the rock of his salvation. They moved him to jealousy with strange gods. They provoked him to anger with ambitions, with abominations. They sacrificed to demons, not God, to gods that they didn't know, to new gods that came up recently, which your fathers didn't dread. Of the rock you became your father. You are unmindful and have forgotten God who gave you birth. Yahweh saw and abhorred because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a very perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger that burns to the lowest Sheol, devours the earth with its increase, and sets the foundations of the mountains on fire. I will heap evil on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger and devoured with burning heat and bitter destruction. I will send the teeth of animals on them, with the venom of vipers that glide in the dust. Outside the sword will bereave, and in the rooms terror of both young man and virgin, the nursing infant with the gray-haired man. I said that I would scatter them afar. I would make their memory to cease from among them. Were it not that I feared the provocation of the enemy, lest their adversaries should judge wrongly, lest they should say, our hand is exalted, Yahweh has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel. There is no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, and Yahweh had delivered them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves concede. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are poison grapes, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, the cruel venom asp. Isn't this laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense. At the time when their foot slides, for the day of their calamity is at hand, their doom rushes at me. For Yahweh will judge his people and have compassion on his servants. When he sees that their power is gone, that there is no one remaining, shut up or left at large, he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, which ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I myself am he. There's no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. There's no one who can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and declare as I live forever. If I sharpen my glittering sword, my hand grasps it in judgment. I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood. My sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the head of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his adversaries and will make atonement for his land and for his people. Moses came and spoke all these words of the song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel. He said to them, set your heart to all the words which I testify to you today, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. Yahweh spoke to Moses that same day, saying, go up into the mountain of Abarim, to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is across from Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession. Die on the mountain where you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel, at the waters of Meribah of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you didn't uphold my holiness among the children of Israel. For you shall see the land from a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I give the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 33. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. He said, Yahweh came from Sinai and rose from Seir to them. He shone from Mount Paran. He came from the 10,000s of holy ones. At his right hand was a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sat down at your feet. Each receives your words. Moses commanded us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. He was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few. This is for Judah, he said. Hear Yahweh, the voice of Judah. Bring him to his people, which his hands he contended for himself. He shall be help against his adversaries. About Levi, he said, your Thummim and your Urim are with your godly one, whom you proved at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah. He said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him. He didn't acknowledge his brothers, nor did he know his own children, for they have observed your word and keep your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and a whole burnt offering on your altar. Yahweh bless his skills, accept the work of his hands, strike through the hips of those who rise up against him, of those who hate him, that they not rise again. About Benjamin, he said, the beloved of Yahweh will dwell in safety by him. He covers him all day long. He dwells between his shoulders. About Joseph, he said, his land is blessed by Yahweh for the precious things of the heavens, for the dew, for the deep that couches beneath, for the precious things of the fruits of the sun, for the precious things that the moon can yield, for the best things of the ancient mountains, for the precious things of the everlasting hills, the precious things of the earth and its faithfulness, or and its fullness, the goodwill of him who lived in the bush. Let this come on the head of Joseph, on the crown of the head of him who has separated from his brothers. Majesty belongs to the firstborn of his herd. His horns are the horns of the wild ox. With him he will push all the peoples to the end of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim. They are the thousands of Manasseh. About Zebulun, he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar, in your tents." They will call the peoples to the mountain. There they will offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas, the hidden treasures of the sand. About Gad, he said, "He who enlarges Gad is blessed. He dwells as a lioness and tears the arm and the crown of the head. He provided the first part for himself, for the lawgiver's portion reserved was reserved for him. He came with the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness of Yahweh and ordinances with Israel." About Dan, he said, "Dan is a lion's cub that leaps out of Bashan." About Naphtali, he said, "Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full of Yahweh's blessing, possessed the west and the south." About Asher, he said, "Asher is blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil. Your bars will be iron and bronze as your days, so your strength will be. There is no one like God, Jeshurun, who rides on the heavens for your help, in his excellency on the skies. The eternal God is your dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He thrust out the enemy from before you and said, 'Destroy.' Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, the land of grain and new wine. Yes, his heavens drop down dew. You are happy, Israel, who is like you, a people saved by Yahweh, the shield of your help, the sword of your excellency. Your enemies will submit themselves to you. You will tread on their high places." Deuteronomy chapter 34. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah that is opposite of Jericho. Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the western sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, Zoar. Yahweh said to him, "This is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, 'I will give it to your offspring.' I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." So Moses, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to Yahweh's word. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no man knows where his tomb is to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his strength gone. The children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses were ended. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. The children of Israel listened to him and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Since then, there has not arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand and in all the awesome deeds which Moses did in the sight of Israel. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will take refuge. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made Yahweh your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he will put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your days. They will bear you up in their hands so that you won't dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot, because he has set his love on me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation.